In May of 1945, Dorchester, Nebraska native Charlie Hovland was killed in action in the European theater of World War II. His death was one of thousands who gave their lives for the cause of freedom. However, over 50 years after the war, this town learned something that made Charlie's death even more significant. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green the plants in a healthy land, use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It was the morning of May 7th, 1945, and an American patrol was protecting the Czech village of Olari.
They were trying to chase the Germans. They were just kind of at a standstill.
Charlie Hovlett from Dorchester, Nebraska, was one of the Americans helping protect a group of women in the village from the Germans in the area, says Larry Casper, a member of the Historical Society here.
He didn't know what was going on, so he stuck his head up. By this, they shot a rocket. It hit the vehicle and it exploded, and a couple others were wounded, but he lost his life.
The small Czech town was deeply moved by the service of the Americans to protect them, and especially Charlie Hovlett, who gave his life there.
In the town in Czechoslovakia, Valery, they have a monument in Charlie's honor there. They've had that there since the end of the war. They have a ceremony every year where they honor for his sacrifice.
But there was more to the story. A story that was not known to Charlie's family and those here in this hometown of Dorchester for another 50 years. You see, Charlie was killed at approximately 8:20 a.m. on May 7th. Just a few minutes later, his unit received word of a ceasefire that took effect at 8:30 that morning.
He was the last American soldier killed in European theater.
And so Charlie Hovlett is today recognized as the last American to give their life in Europe in World War II.
We thought it'd be fitting to have a historical plaque in Charlie's memory made.
Today, visitors to the County Historical Society here can learn about Charlie's story and see that large roadside plaque that tells the story of the last American to give their life fighting for freedom in the European theater of World War II. Traveling the countryside in Dorchester, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.